is Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Radio Boston's been looking into the record of the newly named head of the MBTA, Luis Ramirez. He's been praised as a turnaround specialist, but a Radio Boston analysis of federal securities filings shows that the Texas company that Ramirez claims to have turned around is dealing with wide-ranging financial problems as a result of issues under Ramirez's tenure. Radio Boston's Kathleen McNerney has been working on this story along with Meghna Chakrabarty. Kathleen, hi.
Hi, Deb.
So last week we talked about some of the accounting errors that led the company to correct 4 years of financial statements. Why don't we start by explaining that?
Right. So as you said, state officials praised Ramirez for his experience turning around companies when they named him GM last week, which is why we've been looking at one of the companies that he led for 3 years. It's an energy equipment and maintenance company based in Texas called Global Power Equipment Group. Now, 2 months after Ramirez left the company in 2015, Global Power announced it would need to restate the financial filings for the previous year. As the company investigated, they uncovered accounting errors that affected their financial statements from 2011 through 2014, almost every line item during those years. Now, the errors do predate Ramirez's time at the company, but they also continued throughout his tenure. And the ramifications for the company have been very serious and far-reaching. Here's what Terrence Cryan, who took over as CEO after Ramirez left, told investors back in March.
We were faced with both a financial restatement and the need for an operating turnaround, which has certainly tested all of us over the past 18 months.
Now, note that Cryan said the company needed an operating turnaround after Ramirez, the so-called turnaround guy, left. So here's what happened as a direct result of the accounting problems. Wells Fargo froze Global Power's credit line. This really crippled the business, and the company is scrambling to cut costs and keep running. The company has laid off more than 1,000 employees and closed or consolidated several factories as a result. And the company's stock price has fallen dramatically. It's now down 75% from its value near the end of Ramirez's tenure.
And so how did this all happen, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, it's really complicated, and right now it's not entirely clear. Meghna and my story goes really in-depth, sifting through the company's filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, so listeners should definitely check it out. But the broad strokes, the shareholder lawsuit claims that under Ramirez, quote, all six members of the company's accounting department left Global Power. The suit also claims Ramirez eliminated the accounting department's training budget entirely. So we haven't been able to confirm those specific allegations, but the company's own internal review found that they did not have effective supervision over its finance and accounting, and they did not have enough qualified personnel to review the technical accounting. The Securities Exchange Commission is investigating the accounting problems, and a group of shareholders, as we mentioned, are suing over this. They claim Ramirez and the former chief financial officer knew about the accounting problems and did nothing. Now, attorneys for Ramirez and Global Power did not return requests for comment, but they have filed a motion to dismiss the lawsuit. And Global Power says the company is cooperating with federal regulators.
But you know, you mentioned a lot of this happened after Ramirez left the firm. And you know, what about his direct responsibility here?
Right. And that's the main question here. The experts I talked to said it's not clear whether these were intentional manipulations of the books or they were more innocent mistakes by poorly trained or unqualified bookkeepers. The company says, though, in that report that they issued in March, that they didn't find any intentional misconduct or fraud in its investigations. This is part of what the SEC would be trying to determine in this case. Who at the company knew what and when. But as Ramirez points to Global Power as part of his turnaround experience, it doesn't seem from the picture that we're getting now that the company was turned in the right direction. I spoke with Andrew Vollmer, who's a securities expert at the University of Virginia Law School. He said it's fair to look at what happened afterward, but he did issue a bit of caution.
Things can change that person did not know about or put into place, and it would be unfair to attribute some development at the company to the former CEO or the former senior executive.
Right. So he's kind of like, you know, you've got to sift through it really carefully. At the same time, I spoke with Mark Bradshaw, who chairs the accounting department at Boston College, told me that there's a lot of red flags. And here's what he had to say about looking at the company now after Ramirez has left.
What's happening now is a direct outcome of what happened then. The things we're having to do are a function of the wheels having spun out of control during his watch.
Now, to be fair, this is only one part of his resume, and we'll be digging into his time at General Electric to get a full picture.
And what does Governor Baker say? I mean, Ramirez also doesn't have any experience in this area either.
Right. I mean, Baker had said from the get-go that he wanted a turnaround CEO. So it's not surprising that he didn't have any public transit or public sector experience. We've put out multiple requests for Baker and Transportation Secretary Pollack and Ramirez. None of them have agreed to speak with us. But yesterday, WBUR Steve Brown did catch Baker at a press conference, and Baker said he stands by Ramirez.
I'm quite confident in Lewis's ability to both do the job and to succeed mightily in doing it. He went through a rigorous search process as part of this initiative, and he brings exactly what the MBTA needs.
And Secretary Pollack issued a statement to us saying, Louise is the right person at the right time to move the MBTA further down the path to being one of the best transit systems in the country. Now, he'll take over the MBTA September 12th, and time will tell.
All right. Radio Boston's Kathleen McNerney, thanks so much.
Thanks, Deb.
For details on Ramirez's tenure at Global Power and what happened to the company since his departure, go to our website, radioboston.org.